And so as we just settle into this meditative space, let's give thanks for the gift that we're giving ourselves to take a little time out of this probably busy day and settle into peace. And just relax and breathe consciously on purpose. Sinking into the peace that underlies all of the activity. That beautiful serenity that is ever present at the center of all life, centered in all life, present as all life. This week I read an article that said that the awareness of oneness is a determinant of happiness. That people who connect with the philosophy of oneness tend to be significantly happier than people who feel separate and isolated. And so they mentioned many paths that people can take that focus on oneness. And they mentioned that of those they studied, the Muslims had the deepest sense of connection and oneness. I am so grateful for the science of mind philosophy in my life and the beautiful five-step prayer that Ernest Holmes taught that starts out with step one, God is, and step two, I am that. I am that I am. I am that. I am. God is light, and I am light. God is love, and I am love. God is peace, and I am peace. God is one, and I am one. Divine love. All, everywhere, here, and now, as me. And as each of us here in this circle tonight, as everyone who listens to this prayer on the internet, we are all one. We are all divine life. We are all centered in that beautiful spirit of life that is God expressing as each one of us. Much reason to be happy. I love knowing the truth of my being. And it is good for each of us to claim that truth on a regular basis. And part of the brilliance of the Science of Mind prayer is every time you pray, you declare that. God is, and I am that. I am. And so as we bring our attention tonight to this beautiful opportunity to celebrate the oneness that is the truth of our being, we can allow ourselves to notice just how connected we are. I am remembering as the spring blossoms so brilliantly all around me, how my mother used to say, "It's spring and the sap's rising." And we used to get in lots of trouble in the springtime because our sap was rising. And she would point out to us regularly that while it was annoying to her, it was normal that our sap was rising in the spring. And so let's give thanks for the energy of spring, for the renewed sense of life, for the beautiful flowers and flowering trees. I noticed that this week the double cherries are still in bloom in my neighborhood, but just in the last few days the dogwoods began blooming. And my lilac bush is blooming. And the fragrance of lilacs is one of my very, very favorite spring experiences. So if you have a favorite spring experience, if you like sniffing the daffodils or the hyacinths or the lilacs, imagine, if you would, sniffing spring. Perhaps it's just a fresh breeze. Or you might feel the warmth of the sun on your back or your cheek. Try to find a sensual experience of spring. The visual experiences of all of the colors. I pulled into the library today to return some books in the book drop, and there must have been 50 or 60 bright red and bright yellow tulips in bloom directly next to my car while I waited for the car in front of me. The experience of spring is so rich and sensual and beautiful. And it's an opportunity to remind us how we are connected to these beautiful cycles of life. And I'm thinking about the moon and how the moon goes through all of its phases. And last week, the full moon was so rich and beautiful. Two nights in a row, I saw a hazy full moon with a ring around it that reminded me of how we are so connected to this gorgeous moon that determines the waves at the beach, the cycles of women's cycles, and so much within us. We are mostly water, and we respond to the phases of the moon as well. We are connected to this earth in powerful and earthly and wonderful ways. I was exploring the idea of connections this past week, and I recognized that there is a lot of overlap in DNA between different species. So I looked it up, and it said that we share 99.9% of our DNA with all of the other human beings on this planet. That's a big percentage. And we share 99% of our DNA with chimpanzees. There is so much connection in the animal world, but there is also profound connections with the insects and plants. We share 60% of our DNA with banana plants and fruit flies. We are so connected. We are not separate at all. There is a oneness here that we can recognize in so many different ways. And so let's just breathe into the oneness. Breathe into the memory and recognize that with every breath we take, we share atoms with other beings. We share them with plants and animals, people who've been living and dead, because these atoms in the air continue to cycle through all of life. We share the breath with people who died 1,000 years ago. We share breath with people who will live 1,000 years from now, assuming we're good to the planet in the meantime and humanity survives. I trust the planet will survive with or without us. Knowing that this beautiful, beautiful life that is spirit will ever manifest in powerful and wonderful ways, and that the love that we are is infinite and eternal. For we share the connection, ever share the connection with spirit. There is nowhere God is not. There is nothing that we are not somehow connected to. And a wonderful Italian theologian once said that the best definition of God is that which creates the connection between everything and everything else. The connection between everything and everything else. And he suggests that if you ponder that thought, it's a powerful way to expand your idea of what infinite is. And when I thought about that, it broke my brain. It was more than I could handle. But then I realized that we have that divine energy within us. And from our local perspective, we cannot comprehend the connection between everything and everything else. But if we ask and listen, we may see the connection between anything and anything else. So we can see our connection to all of life. We can see our connection to all of time, forward and backward, up and down, in and out, multidimensionally, interdimensionally. We are ever powerfully, infinitely, beautifully connected. And as we contemplate connection, it's so easy to bring ourselves to love. Because the love that God is connects everything to everything else. And we have the capacity to be love coming and going. We can give love and receive love with every breath, in every moment of all of time that we live and then beyond. For life is infinite and eternal. There is nowhere that life is not. And our relationships are also eternal. So we can connect to the love that we shared with the people that we knew when we were children, with the friends that we have around us today. We can even imagine the people we will be with in 10 years, in 20 years, in 50 years, and forever. One of my very favorite stories is to remember that when I was at my mother's funeral, I asked her, "Mom, who's there with you?" Because she'd been seeing the dead folks in the corner for a year. And every day she'd tell me who was there with her. And that particular day, after she was there in the corner with the dead folks, I said, "Mom, who's there with you?" And she said the most joyful word I ever heard. Makes me cry to this day. She said, "Everybody." And it was so clear that there was no longer a distinction between the living ones and the dead ones. They were all living, they were all present. And her love was full and complete and infinite. And that is true for us when we're physically present as well. We can open to receive that love from the people who are on the planet who are right next to us, from the people who are on the planet who are across the country from us, from the people who are in non-physical, who still love us and respond when we love them and return that love. There is no limit to the love that we can share. The infinite, eternal love that connects us to all of life through all of time, everywhere and always, right here, right now. We are the love. We express the love. We be the love. We share the love. We celebrate the love. It is a huge blessing to be present in love. And for this, I am so grateful. I am grateful to take the time out today to celebrate our beautiful connections. And as we simply get still and listen to David's music, we can continue to celebrate all of our connections, the ones I've mentioned and the ones that speak to you even more powerfully within yourself. We are the love, and it is good. Thank you.